Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is La Sierra Maslin, our next District 13 Florida House of Representatives member. I believe that to be true, and I am prayerful that you will hear her today gladly. And if you have questions or comments you'd like to ask, the telephone number is 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, that's 904-831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion. Last year, just before the top of the hour news, the question succinctly stated would be this. In the House of Representatives in the state of Florida, a House member is allowed to have 6 slots to introduce 6 bills. And generally speaking, the Speaker of the House will say, you've got 3 slots left or 4. I'd like to have them. I'm going to introduce my own bills. And cutting the House member out of their responsibility to the citizens that elected them for being responsible for the bills being introduced under your name. How do you respond to that? How would you respond to it once you're seated, sworn into office, and you want to introduce, say, like the heartbeat bill, and if the House, Speaker of the House says, no, you're not? How do you respond to that? What should you do as an elected representative in the state of Florida?
What I would do first and foremost, Dr. Youngblood, as a kingdom citizen first, I would first of all make it so aware. I would cry loud and spare not. I will let them know, first of all, who I am as a kingdom citizen. And then secondly, I will let them know what they're supposed to be doing in serving we the people. A lot of them need to be reminded who got them in the seat and who they have sworn and vowed an oath to serve. And so I will be so sweetly reminding them of that. I will remind them of our constitutional rights. I will let them understand that, you know what, I'm free to say and do what needs to be done concerning my district and the state of Florida. I'm not in here, as you mentioned earlier, for covetousness and all such as that. But I would totally let them know, without a doubt, without hesitation, looking each of them in their eyes, what we're supposed to be doing and how they cannot continue to deny the voice of we the people. They've done this far too long. Yes. And it would be a situation where I'm not going to let up. See, that's what we need. We need consistent people. We need folks not just to get in there and, okay, I did it once, but you need to go after this bull by the horns. And that's exactly what I'm prepared to do. I was actually speaking with someone that's currently in the House and letting him understand, this is who I am. This is what you're going to expect from me. And I would see them in the House November 8th. I'm not in this for me. I just want the public to understand. I'm not in this for me at all. I am an American, and I have an appreciation for the Patriots, them of those that have paved the way for me to be here, to have the luxury life that I already have, the three businesses I'm already, you know, able to have, and just the enjoy the simple comforts that I've been able to have, and each of us have been able to have. I'm not willing to allow that to go down the drain because folks want to be a part of a certain circle. They want to be a part of the elite. They want to, you know, have their name out there, and they just, you know, basically want to take their money and go. It is not happening on my watch. And again, I will cry loud, spare not, making them aware on a regular basis, making them aware of what their responsibilities and accountabilities are.
Amen. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question and comment, please.
Hello.
Hello? Yes, go ahead with your question or comment.
She answered a question already that I wanted to ask.
Speak a little louder. We can hardly hear you, Terry.
Okay, one moment. One moment. Oh, man. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Okay. My question is, she already answered it. But I would like to just say to her, I will be voting for you on November 8th. And Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having her on your show. And look, I may not pronounce her name right, but that's why I haven't mentioned it. But may we, who are a part of this season you're in, come up to the plate, the watchmen on the wall, the evangelists, and all of those that are called forth by God to support you and to pray a hedge of protection around you, because this is no small thing. And thank you for standing steadfast in the Word of God.
Terry, thank you so much for your kind comments, and I know Lassiera heard that with gladness and joy. That you were saying, I will vote. And Lassiera, I think I've used the term, may your tribe increase. Perhaps Terry would have 10 people, 20 people that her life would touch, that she could make that recommendation, which would increase the numbers. Terry, thank you so much for your call today. Lassiera, let me ask you a couple of things. What would you say would be your plans, let's say your goal for accomplishment in the first 100 days after you're sworn into office?
Yes, sir, absolutely. One of my priorities was and is being sure that CRT doesn't continue. Now, I know our lovely Governor DeSantis, he put it into law effective July the 1st, but I would make sure that there's no loopholes there, because we all understand just because something is law in this day and time doesn't mean they're not going to still try it. So I would absolutely put some things, make sure that's covered. There's no loopholes. There's no gaps there. And then, of course, I would hold the public responsible as far as the community and the parents for reaching out to their school board, reaching out to the superintendent, the principal, as well as myself to make us aware of anything that may still be occurring. Also, I will seek to abolish abortion in Florida. I don't know if, for those of them that don't know my stance on abortion, I believe abortion is murder. Okay, that's it. That's all. I don't care how the child is conceived, whether it's incest or rape, it is murder. I believe to allow the child to come forth, because you did not put that child in your womb. The Lord did. We go right back to the Creator. This is my thinking. I don't think based on feelings or emotions. I am solely going with the blueprint that is the Word of God. It is murder. So I will be being sure that we are working and going in the direction of abolishing abortion here in Florida. Additionally, I will be partnering with the proper channels to bring a new high school in this deprived area of town. I've already spoken with some of the leaders at the school board and also with school choice that can assist with bringing this to fruition. Including having access to being more aware of the school choice options and magnet programs.
Very good. Well, I'm thankful to hear that. When you say school choice, explain that a little further for our listeners, because I'm an advocate for school choice. And as I understand school choice, it would be taking the state tax dollars that's allocated for each student and saying basically to the parent, here's X number of dollars, place your child in whatever school, Christian, parochial, private, charter, place your child in whatever school you as the parent feel is best for your child and for your family. Is that what I understand you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly right. That is exactly right. As far as taking those taxpaying dollars that we're investing into these schools that ain't doing what we need them to do, but bringing forth evil a lot of times. Yes, taking your taxpaying dollars and saying, listen, I want to have my child homeschooled, private school, non-chartered, chartered school. You take your money and take your child where you see fit. That is exactly what school choice is, along with some parents are not aware that they don't have to take their child to the neighboring high school, middle school, or elementary school. There is a time frame between January and February of every year that you can go and look into other schools that's outside of your neighboring zip code that you can, you know, go ahead and enroll your child for the new year. I didn't know that as a parent, although my child was in private school the entire time. But, you know, I would have liked to have known just in case I wanted to have him go somewhere else. So these are some things that have parents are not aware of. They don't publicize enough, along with the magnet programs. They have so many programs set up, I learned, that parents are not even aware of. They're not taking advantage of, to the point where there's empty seats. There's several empty seats that's available to students, but again, they're not aware of them to take advantage. So I will be implementing some things to make folks more aware, you know, of those options.
Absolutely. I'm in full favor of that. That's what's been needed for years and years and years with the school system.
Unbelievable.
Switching gears for just a moment, La Sierra. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to La Sierra Massillon, the next District 3 representative for the state of Florida. I pray that you will hear her today. If you have questions for her, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. La Sierra, let me ask you a question. Are you for constitutional carry for the state of Florida?
Yes, I absolutely am. I'm absolutely for that constitutional carry, open carry. I'm all for our Second Amendment rights. You cannot infringe upon us keeping and bearing arms. I believe that it's a motive right now that they're trying to, as usual, every election year, there's always all of a sudden all this chaos that goes on so they can have the rights to, you know, pull back on certain rights that we already have and try to control them, if you will. But I am all for that, so I will not be voting for any type of gun control laws because I feel like the American people, they're majority good, and most folks have their mindset and they know how to assess a situation. And so, therefore, I will leave it up to the American people to do what they need to do as far as protecting their families, protecting their homes, their jobs, and just do what Americans do. That's why folks come over here and get over here legally and make escape over here because of our freedom. So to try to take our freedoms from us is not the American way. So that's who I am, and that's how I will be thinking going into this office.
Absolutely. La Sierra, there are a lot of people that are saying in many states, and also those naysayers, rhinos, that's Republicans in name only, as well as what I call the loose likes lost Democrats, that believe that if you have open carry or constitutional carry, that it'd be the wild, wild west and everybody be shooting everybody else. I'm of the opinion that if you have open carry or if you have the constitutional carry, you're honoring the Second Amendment, number one. And secondly, you're saying to a would-be thug on the streets or down the streets or coming to your door that he's running the risk of being shot if he tries to harm you or enter into your home. And yet there are multitudes that believe that we need things like the red flag law. Rick Scott, when he was governor, signed into law in the state of Florida what's called the red flag law. Right now, in the state of Florida, since the red flag law went into effect, we've had about 9,000 honest, upstanding citizens that have had their weapons taken based on the red flag law, some have been fighting 3, 4, and 5 years trying to get their rights back that they have by our Constitution. Now, this might sound radical, but are you willing, are you interested, would you be willing to take a stand to remove the red flag laws in the state of Florida? We have, I think it's some 28, 29 states that have red flag laws, and that law allows the government to take your weapon without due process of you being found guilty of anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be willing. As I mentioned, my stance on open carry and constitutional carry, I don't agree with the red flag law. I feel as though it is without due process. That's just unconstitutional. That's just, you know, controlling. I mean, it's as clear as day what that is. And so I'm willing to argue and fight for those of them that are, you know, were basically rights were stripped away. You know, it's just, you know, it's almost like they don't see it like this, but it's almost like taking what we, what every patriot, what every born, bred patriot in this country has done, bled, died, sacrificed, and worked really hard for, and then just, you know what I mean, just wiping it away. Just because you, you know, you deem it necessary. Our people, I have faith in the American people. I believe if we were just going to be shooting ourselves left and right, that would be occurring today. And that is not the case. You have those rundown areas that need more police presence, along with some other things, such as getting sin out of their life. Let's start there. That would need to occur. It is not necessarily the answer of just withdrawing their gun. That sin is still running rampant. So when folks give their life to the Lord, a lot of this wouldn't even be happening. But the answer is totally not about, okay, let's just take their guns away. Let's just take their rights away. Let's just keep removing things until they're stripped with nothing. And then what? Then what we have? Then you have mentally deranged folks. Now you have, you know, as they showed during COVID, when folks just stayed home and did nothing, you had people, you know, committing suicide. You had people depressed. All of those cases arise. So that is not the answer, stripping folks of their rights. It is all about trying to have government control. And I'm not going to have it. I will tell them to their faces. And I already know I'm going to face some things and I'm up for the challenge because someone has to take a stand because I'm not going to have it. It's just not going to have it. I'm just done with it all. I've been conditioned for this. I'm ready for it. And I've already been out here, you know, having some conversations. So I already know. But the thing of it is this. My allegiance is to the Lord. And when I realize and I know that he is my majority, no validation is needed. And so I just totally believe that we as American people, we know how to conduct ourselves. 90% of us go to work, do what we're supposed to be doing. And it's that 10% that's under government control from the beginning of time that have allowed the chaos that go on in those neighborhoods. So, and they purposely allowed it to be that way. Let's be very clear. So absolutely. I am not for allowing the red flag law to continue.
Absolutely. In fact, the shooting that just took place at Highland Park in Illinois, just a suburb of Chicago. In Illinois, they have the strongest, most restrictive gun control laws in the nation. And yet, this individual, 22 years old, had, I believe it was 4 or 5 legally purchased handguns. Red flag laws did not stop that. The background checks did not stop it. He had legally purchased weapons, and yet we find that he had gone in and massacred some 7 people, and I believe some 30 people, additional people injured as a result of that. None of the so-called restrictive laws changed his heart, because the Bible says the heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. And yet now we have those saying, well, he was mentally deranged. Well, the red flag law should have controlled that. But we found that he went through all of the hoops and all of the requirements in the state of Illinois and was able to purchase the weapons. But one of the things that's not being said with the advocates for removing weapons from the hands of citizens, one of the things that's not being said is the fact that this young man was on psychotropic drugs. This young man was absolutely delusional because of watching TikTok and other platforms where he's able to murder thousands and thousands of people within a few minutes' time, and going out then and shooting was just the carrying out and bringing to fruition of what his wicked heart wanted to do. So it doesn't make any difference about the gun control laws. If a wicked heart wants to pull the trigger, they're going to do so. So I am an advocate, just as you've said, for having open carry, for constitutional carry, for not having any infringement on the Second Amendment rights based on our Constitution and therein the Bill of Rights. Changing gears for just one moment, La Sierra, we have a lot of people that get upset with the different monuments, heritage monuments that's in the state of Florida. Right here in our city, a worthless mayor has agreed to have the monuments taken down without any restrictions. And I've traveled across the nation. I've seen monuments that I detest, but I don't feel it my privilege to walk in and say that monument needs to come down, because a monument is a marker of history, good, bad, or indifferent. Are you willing to take a stand and say that you would either sponsor or co-sponsor a bill that would prevent any monuments from being taken down in the state of Florida?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. That, you know, it's so asinine. It's ridiculous. As if, you know, tearing down a monument is changing anything in our great nation. Has crime gone down? No. You know, has that allowed for anything to be a plus as far as our communities are concerned, you know, by tearing down a monument or changing the name of high schools? All of this stuff is just utterly ridiculous. It's wasted time. It's wasted money. It's wasted effort. It's ridiculous. It's just it's a distraction is what it is. It's trying to get us to concentrate our minds on being racist. It's always about racism and, you know, trying to be divisive and allow us to be realize the trap for what it is. It's a setup. Stop getting all of a sudden school names, monuments, and all of a sudden matters. Really, in 2022, like, really, this is what we're talking about? This is what we're discussing? It is ridiculous, and I would be willing to make all types of noise about the utter ridiculousness of just wasted time. We could be working on so many other things that would better enhance our daily lives than worried about. Half the time, we don't even realize these monuments are even, you know, where they are. I don't have no recollection as I'm driving up and down, minding my business, going about my daily activities about, you know, what monument is over in the middle of a downtown. It's ridiculous. And most folks are thinking of the same lines. And of course, I would be willing to do that. That's something that, you know, again, it's a government control system, and they just want to divide us as a nation, and they want to concentrate efforts in areas that's just plain old empty. It's an empty area.
Absolutely. One of the things that the general public, many people understand it, many do not, is that just as you found in China in 1967 through 76 was the Chinese Revolution, and they changed the name of streets, they changed the names of buildings, they changed the names of just about everything possible, took down all the monuments because they wanted to erase history and set in place a communist regime. We find today the attempt to erase history to set in place a total Marxist regime in our nation today. And so I stand with any candidate that's going to take a stand against the changing of history or trying to modify history. Some of the things may be bad, some of the things may be good, but it's still history that you cannot erase it, modify it, or modulate it in any way to change it. Last year, we've got a few minutes left on the broadcast. House Bill 1557 was signed into law by Governor DeSantis. It makes it illegal for any teacher, any school, to teach the critical race theory or anything about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda with pornographic material for kindergarten through third grade. I've said from the very beginning, that's good, but that's only a start. We need to have that from kindergarten through high school. Explain that House Bill 1557, which is now law, and your stand on that as to whether or not it should go all the way through to the 12th grade.
Yes. So, yes, House Bill 1557 is a parental rights education bill. Let's be clear. It's not the Don't Say Gay bill.
That's right.
Again, yet another distraction, just, again, cause divisiveness and just the ignorance of thinking that American people cannot read and have an understanding. This particular bill, again, we appreciate, you know, that it came into law July 1st. And one of the things, as I stated, I will be making sure there are no loopholes in this area, and that our kids are not being infiltrated and sexualized and all of that. Let me just say this, because we as a community, we as parents, we have to get more involved. And, you know, they wouldn't have been able to push this on us if we were more involved with our children, with daily lives, and not just being engulfed with our own personal business and social media and all such as that. This is something that I believe that needs to be implemented, not only just K through third grade, but all the way through 12th grade. This every right should be with the parent. It should be a case where the parents are sitting down with their children and having the discussion at the appropriate age that they see fit. Again, encouraging unity, encouraging, you know, teaching all parts of history which make up America, and not teaching that one is dumber than the other or one is oppressed, because last time I checked, my mouth is always fed, my pockets are as filled as I desire them to be, and no one has told me no or yes in what I could be able to accomplish in this great nation. And I believe that for most people. Now, if anyone thinks secondly, you need to probably re-examine your life and maybe the folks you've been hanging around, because it's not like that. And that's what they need to do. They need to stop trying to dumb down our children, because they know that if you catch them at a young age, they're impressionable and you're going to raise up a whole generation of vipers, okay? And I'm not having that, so I will be speaking out against that as well, making some serious noise, because, you know, our children are our future. They're our most precious gifts and possessions, I believe. And they're the ones that, you know, the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come to me. And that's what we need to be instilling. As I mentioned, I want to put prayer back in our schools, because they're trying to put all this evil mess back in there. But again, they've taken out the Holy Spirit, and that's why we have an evil one in our school.
That's right. I believe we have Nick on the line. Nick, go with the question for La Sierra, please.
I don't have really a question, but more of just saying I'm excited. I'm really excited to hear somebody actually being able to step up and be able to talk about against abortion and gun rights and all gun laws. I really appreciate your encourage and your strength to do that. Lord, I pray for favor in your life. I pray that you get in and doors open that only God can open. I just wanted to tell you, I support you 100%. And I am just super, super excited to see someone be able to step up and do what God wants us to do. Thank you. And I appreciate you.
Thanks, Nick, for your call. Thank you so much. La Sierra, we've got just about a minute and a half left on the broadcast. Take this balance at this time. Tell our listeners how they can reach you, how they can come on board, how they can hold your hands up and place you in District 13 representing us in the state of Florida.
Please reach me at 904-413-0530. That again is 904-413-0530. You can please visit my website, lasierramaslin.com, LasierraMaslin.com. My contact information is there as well. Let me just also encourage each and every one of you that are listening that the Lord revealed when he advised the disciples to cast the net on the other side after they had been toiling and working all day. What he allowed me to envision is this. Allowing when they cast the net on the opposite side, he was bringing forth thousands of fish underneath the ground. Thousands of them were rushing toward that net. And what that allowed me to see is this, is thousands of us that are the remnant, the people of God are coming. We are here, we are alive, and we are well. And so I just want you to be encouraged with that. We're all over the world. I'm not the only one. And that the Lord is doing just what he said he will do, and he has not ever lied or disappointed. So please support me and visit my website and give me a call.
Thank you so much, La Sierra Maslin, for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.